Welcome to Last Two Pages. We're two best friends who love to read, just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan, and welcome to our second episode of Bookmarked. Today, we will be talking about These Broken Stars by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner. Welcome back, everyone.
You're so excited.
I'm so literally cute. Vibrating.
Like, I know, I was like, that. She did not have the energy literally 15 seconds ago.
I cannot feel more excited right now. I don't know, for those watching on YouTube or video format, you might notice that me and Teresa look a little different than we normally do. Maybe not at all. But we decided to give a little homage to our favorite characters in the book. Tell us about your outfit, Teresa.
I am representing our male main character, Tarver. You'll get to know about him a little later. Just a military man. Brown hair.
Green brown eyes. Like, no, I'm not kidding. You genuinely.
I am Tarver.
You are Tarver. I am representing Lilac, our wonderful heiress of the series. I added a little, like, string bow because she ties her hair back in one of the chapters with a little string, and that's really cute. And then I tried my best to emulate her beautiful green dress that she has on. I don't have red hair, but I do have blue eyes.
You can see. There's me. There's Megan. That's on, if you see the video.
A light cosplay, just for y'all.
Some, like, Disney bounding.
Ew.
We wouldn't get kicked out of Disney with these outfits.
No one would know unless we just told you. But as you remember from Shatter Me, if you watched our Shatter Me episode, Bookmarked is where we break down a series in review. This was created for those of you who find large series or series in general daunting, and we wanted to make a little more digestible and give you an inside scoop on why series are so impactful. We'll give a full and honest review together without spoilers. So to start, do you want to give us our synopsis?
Absolutely, I do. So the Starbound trilogy is made up of three series, and we'll talk mostly about
three books, not three series.
Thank you. We'll talk mostly about the first book, These Broken Stars, which is also Megan's favorite of them all.
My favorite book of all time. All time. Yeah.
Mine is the second one, but we won't talk too much. Anyways, so These Broken Stars, it's a night like any other on board the Icarus. Then catastrophe strikes. The massive luxury space liner is yanked out of hyperspace and plummets into the nearest planet. Lilac LaRue and Tarver Merendinson. I've never had to say that out loud. In my head, I think I always just read it. They survive. And they seem to be alone. Lilac is the daughter of the richest man in the universe. Tarver comes from nothing. A young war hero who learned long ago that girls like Lilac are more trouble than they're worth. But with only each other to rely on, Lilac and Tarver must work together, making a torturous journey across the eerie, deserted terrain to seek help. Then, against all odds, Lilac and Tarver find a strange blessing in the tragedy that has thrown them into each other's arms. Without the hope of a future together in their own world, they begin to wonder, would they be better off staying here forever? Everything changes when they uncover the truth behind the chilling whispers that haunt their every step. Lilac and Tarver may find a way off this planet, but they won't be the same people who landed on it. Three worlds, three love stories, one enemy. The three love stories being each book.
These three books.
I always trained myself in high school to, like, be able to read out loud well.
You did beautifully.
I always got anxious. Well, like, I never wanted to be that person in class that, like, was terrified, so I would, like, train myself to read out loud, and very proud of myself.
I did have a speech impediment, like, I had a stutter when I was younger, and so I am like, this has actually been so good for me because I really was terrified of speaking out loud in front of people. Not because I'm like, I'm gonna stutter in front of people, but more of like a, it's just embarrassing to,
yeah,
mess up on every single word, and I'm a blusher. if nothing else, my face turns so bright red.
I'm permanently blushing.
That's cute though.
Thank you. But yeah, I always was like, I just forgot how much I love reading out loud until like right now. These Broken Stars, continuing on.
So this book, this series is super interesting because there's actually two authors, Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner. So Amy Kaufman is actually an author from Australia. She grew up in both Ireland and Melbourne. She earned undergraduate degrees in law, history, and literature, and then later got a master's degree in conflict resolution. And then she worked as a mediator full time before becoming an author.
Wait, that adds up.
Yeah, like it totally makes sense why this book is built upon war. And then Megan Spooner, she's from America, but she grew up in the States and lived in a bunch of other countries. And her degree is in playwriting.
That adds up. That makes so much sense on how the story is.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that before researching before this podcast. And everything started to make sense for me on like the way the story like flows and progresses.
Oh, absolutely. Because
basically there's the just conflict two resolution? Characters every book.
Yeah, conflict resolution goes crazy.
So good. So the Starbound trilogy was written in 2013 to 2015. So I picked These Broken Stars right off the shelf.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In 2013, that's when I started reading the series. But then didn't realize that there were two other books. So this is my original copy of These Broken Stars.
You can see on the video
that there's tape. I'll describe it for the people that are in the podcast. So I lost the dust jacket for this hardcover book
years ago,
and I can't find it anywhere. I think I threw it under my bed and then my mom threw it away at some point. But there is two like scotch tape like bindings that are holding together the spine of the book. Like you can see the blue, what is it called?
Inner lining. But just imagine a book that's been in a book bag for years, and that's pretty much exactly how you would.
Yeah. I mean, the cardboard edges are like showing pretty severely. But
well, love.
I will say that while there's a lot of dog ears and the spine is cracked, like they're like, I know exactly where everything is in this book.
I was reading off a quote and she finished it. This is her Bible, basically. The Bible. Girl's got it memorized.
Yeah, no, she was reading quotes and she was asking me where stuff happened in the book and I flipped right to the page and I'm like, I know exactly when this happens. It actually happens here and when it does this and all the things. So I have a deep love connection with this book. And so yeah, this is my original copy, stains and all.
Love it.
Yeah. When did you read the book?
I read it over a year ago, over a year and a half ago.
I think it was winter.
Mm-hmm. And Megan finally broke me down. I didn't fight that hard. I actually was really excited to read these books. And I read them a little over a year ago. It was before I read Shatter Me. And they're really good. They're so creative and unique. And it's like unlike any other sci-fi I've read.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a huge sci-fi reader and I stack up every book that I've read to these books, which is a bold statement, but we'll get more into everything that we love about the books. But the one thing that's super unique about these is that every book has two different main characters. So our first book follows Tarver and Lilac. Mm-hmm. The next book follows Jubilee and Flynn. It follows Sophie and Gideon. The last book does. Gideon. So, and all of the characters in the book, without spoiling, are interconnected in ways that you didn't expect. It's not like you're just getting random characters and there's nothing that they have to do with each other. Like they all are interwoven.
But you don't know until.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
You can guess. A little bit.
So I obviously have all the physical books. I also bought all the ebooks. And I also have all the audiobooks because I have
the girls
attachment issues. And I really loved listening to the audiobook. I think they did a really good job specifically with the male voice. So the three voice actors are Cynthia Holloway, Jonathan McClain, and Sarge Anton. And Jonathan McClain, if you're watching, thumbs up to you, King. Your voice is incredible, and I love every book I read with your voice in it. It's fantastic, and it totally transports me. I was skeptical at first on how you were going to play Tarver, and you definitely gave, you know, a war-torn hero who just wants to go home. And I love that.
That's exactly what we want.
Backwater boy. I love it.
Backwash. Backwater. Backwash. No, they definitely were not what I expected them to be. I didn't really have a whole lot of knowledge going into them. But then the intricacies of like the species and the universe and the planets and the details that Amy and Megan go into. Amy and Megan, my besties. No, it's so brilliant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So brilliant.
It's three love stories, three worlds, and one common enemy. Like that's a huge part of this book is the big bad is kind of like undefeatable.
And each couple comes in with their own really unique like storyline, mm-hmm. and plot, and like it's.
You're not going to get military and spoiled heiress every book. All of the characters are completely different and honestly break stereotypes. I feel like every single book like makes an effort to break stereotypes.
Yeah.
I mean, the second book is about a world that is war torn and it's rebels versus the military. And then the
that
third
one's
book.
My favorite.
Yeah. Obviously.
I love that one.
The third book is about a city planet, basically. It's just full of cities, and it's kind of about people living in the slums, where it's a girl who continually lies and a guy who
scam artist, if you will.
Yeah. And a guy who's a hacker and like ruins people's lives. And so it's kind of like how each of these couples has to work together to
how their stories intertwine and play out.
It's incredible.
It makes for a really, really unique reading experience in the sense that I can't say in the sense that anymore. Like, seriously. I'm like, that I don't know, you have new people to fall in love with each time and like their stories and then what they're fighting for all turns out to be a lot more similar than they think.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about Lilac and Tarver. Obviously, we're dressed up as them.
Well, tell me a little bit more.
A little bit. So Lilac, one of the quotes I took for her is, "Lilac Rose LaRue, untouchable, toxic. I should have been named Ivy or Foxglove or Belladonna." Lilac LaRue is the heiress to LaRue Industries' empire, the richest girl in the galaxy. Even if Lilac LaRue is perceived by the world as a superficial rich girl, she's actually strong and an intelligent person. Her first boyfriend, Simon, taught her how to use electronic devices during their relationship and friendship, and Lilac stays calm through stressful situations and shows that she's smarter than she looks, although she's never really got to know the world outside of the ship. Lilac is brave and determined, and being the daughter of the owner of LaRue Industries, it has taught her politeness and etiquette. Her father also taught her his self-acquired knowledge of hyperspace and terraforming. So while everyone thinks that Lilac is just this one-dimensional
party girl,
pampered brat, and she definitely acts like it in the beginning of the book, because if you get everything you want,
well, it's her image.
Yeah, like you gotta uphold that. Because it's the safest. But she really is really smart. When I first read the book, I was like, how are you doing? How are you like rewiring electric stuff? Like, I don't know anything about that. So
it was
not,
you don't expect that with her.
No. So that was really cool to see that she just is unafraid to get down and dirty when the situation calls for it. Like, indeed. she is works well under pressure and takes responsibility for things. And I really, really liked Lilac for that.
She's a cutie. She's so precious. She's so precious.
My little girl.
She's the best.
Lilac also has, we didn't really talk about physical characteristics.
She has blue eyes and is pale and has red hair. And throughout her time on the planet, she begins to get freckles and like starts to get skin imperfections. And Tarver finds those things very endearing about her, because in a world of literal perfect beauty that can always be changed, you know, we're living in the future here, she decided to not do any physical alterations to herself. But then also you get to see this very natural like beauty as she continues through the planet. So,
well, I've been in the sun recently too,
and you're getting freckles,
my
girl.
Freckles are coming in, so me and Lilac are basically the same person.
That's what I've heard.
And even though I am more like Tarver, Merendinson. Yeah?
Yeah.
Merendinson?
I think the audiobook says Marinson.
Oh.
But I've always said Merendinson, and I am not going back on that. Sorry.
Oh, interesting. Our male main character. It's a quote from him in the book that kind of tells you a little bit about the kind of attitude he's got. How did you see it unfolding? I didn't. I'm a soldier. I'm from the wrong sort of family. I think it's more comfortable for everyone when guys like me are out of the way. Do you believe that? That you're the wrong sort of family? My family wasn't on the planet with me. I don't see a need to discuss them. Tarver. He comes from nothing. A young war hero who learned long ago that girls like Lilac are more trouble than they're worth. Typical. He was pretty likable from the very beginning. He's very sure of himself, especially on their strange planet. This is where he also has his douchebag moments, but there is also a reason for his behavior. While they got along very well during their first meeting on the spaceship, Lilac puts him down rather harshly when they meet again. She does it for his own good, but Tarver doesn't know that, and he thinks she really is a spoiled brat. And that opinion slowly evolves during this book into something more like respect after everything there that's thrown their way. And since Tarver is kind of in his comfort zone, his personality remains pretty much the same. He is built to be in the nitty-gritty survival mode of what this planet calls for. And he also learns a lot throughout this story, and it's really fun to see his progression. And their relationship also unfolds in a very organic and gradual way. And the twists and turns are unexpected. At least from me. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
What? And that, well, now, every, do you, so you've read it like 20 times.
Yeah.
Do you find something new every time you read it? Or are you like?
No, like I, so when I reread books, I look at it from the perspective of I am not the same person I was the first time I read this book. I have gained new experiences. I have talked to different people or had different conversations with people. And so as our minds and bodies are ever evolving every single day, every single second, like you will always find something new in the stories that you read. So even me rereading Throne of Glass, like even me rereading Shatter Me, like I'm finding different things about all of those characters that I'm like, wow, I didn't relate to that when I first read this, or I didn't understand that or whatever. And so the thing about their relationship is the thing that I think I keep coming back to is just how you can care for someone and not have to like them all the time. Like there's a sense of responsibility, right? Like there's a responsibility within caring for someone, but like that doesn't mean you have to like them or any of that thing stuff. But people also can change.
Yeah.
Like, not to be like, you should love someone for their potential. But, like, I never would have thought these characters would be what they are at the beginning of the book. I was like, okay, I see soldier. I see spoiled brat.
Yeah.
And that is not at all how they, their endings in the book, like, who they are by the end of the book is so completely changed.
They've got some good character development.
Yeah. Beautiful character really development. Good. So I've really loved that. So to end the spoiler-free portion, we have a few quotes that Teresa and I took that we really liked. So would you want to start us out?
And then she smiles, and it turns out she has dimples, and it's all over. Megan loves her dimples quotes.
That's chapter two. No, that's chapter one.
Yeah, that's right. When you're Caesar.
So good.
My quote. "You're you," he repeats, his eyes full of grief. "You're the same girl who crashed on this planet with me, who I dragged through forests and over mountains, who climbed... I can't say that. Just kidding. I'm going to say the other one.
Okay.
We all have a story to tell, and it's up to us to make it worth reading."
Megan Kaufman. No, Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner knew what they were doing.
They absolutely did.
So if you want to stop and not know any of the spoilers, which I recommend reading this book. I have never had someone tell me that they didn't like this book. And I have recommended it to every single person on my bookstagram multiple times. I think I've shoved it down people's throats.
Yeah. Speaking of beating a dead horse, you're dead horse. Beaten. You be kicking and screaming.
So yeah, if you want to read it, do not listen any further.
But for those of you who have like read the book and whatnot, it's spoiler time.
In the sense that
you are now entering a spoiler zone,
and it's not like super spoiler. I guess Megan wants to go super spoiler. I didn't know if we were doing Shatter Me spoiler or not.
I'm gonna talk about it.
Okay, just kidding then. Okay, cut that. Okay, so spoiler zone. So, as with Shatter Me, some people believe tropes to be spoilers, so we kept it for this area. I feel like even in the first part, we talked a bunch about the tropes without saying it. But some of the tropes you'll find in these books are enemies to lovers. That's probably also why I love these books so much. I think every single one of them has a little hint of that.
Mm-hmm.
One bed, slow burn, unequal social status, forced proximity, forbidden love, death, deserted planet, and corporate greed, and a lot of fate.
Incredible. Thoughts. Do you want to start? Because I won't shut up once I start.
I think I have said a good amount of this already in just how I was not expecting to be taken on the journey that I was going through this. And it was a lot of like me texting Megan and being like, what? What are they doing? Like, wait, when did this? And it's not that it was confusing. It was just enough was happening like consistently that I was like, it's high paced.
It's fast paced.
And our other friend read this series too, Crinkled Pages. Mm-hmm. And what was really funny about the three of us is that we each had our own like, one of the books was their favorite. Like Megan's was the first one. Mine's favorite is Their Fractured World, the second one. And then hers. Was Their Shattered World, the last one. And it just. There's a book for every personality, I think, is what that tells me.
I guess we haven't said this. The first book is These Broken Stars. The second book is This Shattered World. And the third book is Their Fractured Light.
Oh, wow.
So,
we did not say that.
No. So they're a little, like, the names of them are a little confusing. Also, totally forgot. There's a novella.
What?
There's a novella about life for Tarver and Lilac.
Wait, so
before the Shattered World.
Do we want to re-record, or do you want to like create a snippet where you say the titles of them all? Because that should be in the first part.
I think that will work. Me just doing it. I'll splice it in the beginning again.
Oh, you'll bring that forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll work with that.
But you said when you were going into it, I guess we didn't say this before. Doesn't like, do you just want to refill and be like, the series is made up of?
So the Starbound trilogy is made up of three books and a novella. These Broken Stars, This Shattered World, and Their Fractured Light. And then the novella is called This Night So Dark.
When does it take place?
It is between These Broken Stars and The Shattered World, and it's about Tarver and Lilac recalling memories that they had before The Shattered World. Mm. So it's about Tarver and his military days.
Oh, I want want to read that.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's great. I forgot about it. It's Gatekeeper. I think it's only an ebook, actually.
Oh.
I don't think it's an actual physical book. Otherwise, I would have it.
That's valid.
Yeah. So let me go back to the list. I'm so sorry. Okay. One of the things I loved about this book,
mm-hmm.
and like that really drew me in the first time, was the banter.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Tarver knew what was better for Lilac every step of the way, because this is like, this is his life. Like, he literally, his military expertise was on a stranded planet that was dealing with rebels all the time.
But, yeah.
Like, had a bunch of issues. And, like, he became a war hero because he saved his whole platoon.
Yeah.
So, like, for her to continually be like, yeah, but I know better. And you don't know anything. And I'm not sleeping on the ground. I kept this quote because it cracks me up every single time. So they're walking through the woods and Lilac is wearing her evening dress. Again, this was like an emergency. The plane is crashing. So, of course, they were put in the same escape pod on a complete accident. So she says, but where will I sit? And Tarver, why, on this comfortable chaise lounge I've carried here for you in my pocket. So glad you ask. I clamp my mouth shut, struggling not to say it aloud. Miss LaRue notices me biting back a response and her expression darkens.
It's a lot of darkening expression.
He also calls her Miss LaRue for the majority of the book.
She's like, shut up.
So good.
But also she eats it up.
I eat it up. Call me Miss LaRue. That's what I want to be called, honestly.
Miss LaRue. LaRue is a sick name.
Lilac LaRue.
Lilac LaRue.
The way that rolls off the tongue.
Tarver Marinson.
Tarver Marinson. I don't know.
There's so many E's.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. The other thing that I loved about this book, we kind of talked about it, is the world building.
Yeah.
I stack up every sci-fi to this series because the world building is digestible. It makes sense. You don't get overly bogged down with the details.
It helps that for the whole first book, you're subtly like learning about the society they're in, but in a setting that's really straightforward.
It's only two people on the planet. So like you're not getting anything but those two and their experiences. So you're kind of learning about what this world is and like their previous, like the society that they left through the stories that they tell each other, which I think is really cool. Honestly, I'm like, oh, I get why that she would react this way. I get why he's doing that. So cool.
And between each couple, it's the banter and the like the snarkiness that each like character like has on their own. And each character is very definably themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you never really get any of them mixed up. Mm-hmm. They're all so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it's rinse repeat on the stories.
No.
At all. And I really love that. I think that's difficult to do, especially when you're like, oh, I like this book better than the others. And the books build on each other. Mm-hmm. Like any series would. And you would think that it's like, oh, you're just stepping away and keeping the world. But you revisit these characters through the book.
And then, the most complex world building is in the third book.
Yeah.
And so really, it helps.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I love is I completely lost my train of thought. So just kidding. I don't remember what I was going to say.
World building.
Shit.
I don't know what we were just talking about.
No, all good. I lost it. Also, to go along with the world building, this is a huge spoiler, so if you're still listening, go on and get, aliens.
Oh, so confusing to start.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? Especially because the first book, the way it's written is that there's a lot of jumps to, like, a post-time of them on the planet and then like shoots back to them on the planet, and then there's like other chapters where it's just like this narration and you're like, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The aliens aren't your normal like green colored bobbleheads, nor are they your buff blue barbarian man.
Only.
Yeah, and they also aren't fae. I've seen that, like, world building where the aliens are actually just, like, low-key fae or fairies or, like, whatever, and they're, like, avatars.
Interesting.
These aliens, I don't know what happened in their brains when they wrote them, but they are non-corporeal energy forms. So they don't have bodies.
Biblically accurate.
Like, they don't have anything. And it's like they talk about the whispers of the universe. And, like, these whispers are these other beings that Tarver and Lilac, like, hear on their time mm-hmm. there. That I'm not going to get too much into it. But it, like, that's part of it is, like,
them trying to identify them.
Huge part of it is are these, like, whispers that keep talking to them and, like, hallucinate, like, Lilac hallucinates and is, like, losing her mind, and all Tarver can say is, "You're going mad," and, like, that causes so many issues
it's there
because he can't believe her. Everything in him is like, "I can't believe you, this is what I've been trained to do," and she's like, "I'm seeing things and you don't believe me," and it just so good. Yeah, there is nothing like this series.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, any big issues I even really had with them.
I
remember being lost in the third one when it really started to, like, be a lot of technical, like,
between a hacker and the...
Yeah. Or just, like, so much with technology, and I was like, give me a magic system over this. But...
That's also the difference in reading sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
The critique I had about the third book was I honestly wasn't super satisfied with the relationship of Gideon and Sophie.
Oh, that too.
I wasn't super... Well,
they're younger, too.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't feel as mature, but it also didn't feel as important now that you have Jubilee and Flynn and Lilac and Tarver as such integral parts of, like, how things are moving. I didn't feel like the third book really... They didn't pack a punch against the big bad in the way the first two did. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the big... Everything comes to a climax in the third book and, like, everything's finished, but it still didn't feel like with... They couldn't do it by themselves.
No.
That's what I meant to say. That's what I mean to say.
No. Well, everyone needed to play their part.
And God, I love that. I love it. Read them.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I really... Even when I read them, I didn't really have any big issues, I think. Mm-hmm. Trying to recall. They're just solid books. You might not love them as much as Megan did, but I do think you'll enjoy them no matter what.
yeah I recognize that I have an unhealthy relationship with these books, but I also would not recommend them without loving them. Does that make sense? Obviously.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, of course you wouldn't.
I feel safe sharing my opinion about the books. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I would not recommend these. I could recommend them to anyone and be like, you would like this.
Mm-hmm.
You would definitely like this. Where, like, some books, I'm like, you're not going to like it. Like, these are just super accessible for people who want to get into sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Satisfying to the people who already love sci-fi. And even for not huge readers, they're not difficult books to read.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
So, our ranking. If you recall, we do a ranking out of 50 to kind of determine, like, how good this book is to put on your shelves. Would you like to start?
I think overall, I'll give it a B+.
Okay.
No, A-. I don't know. Something's holding me back from giving it, like, my all, and I don't really remember what it was.
It's not fantasy.
Maybe it's because I'm not a sci-fi reader. Mm-hmm. But it scratched enough itches in my brain.
The folds were like, folding.
The folds were folding. For me to be satisfied. So a solid like 45 out of 50.
Work. Work. Mine's a 49 out of 50. There are a few books that top this for me. And I don't think that I can give it perfection. But I will expect it to be buried with this book. When I think about things that I'll save from a fire,
You just said, I will expect it to be buried with this book. I'm like, what is it?
I will expect to be buried with this book. It will be in the grave with me or cremated on my body.
Not you wanting to burn the book.
When I think about things that I'd save from a fire, it is my cat and it is that book.
Period.
Like, I have thought about it and it is those two things that I'm like, I could not live without having those two things.
You heard it here, folks. No, you did not hear it first here. Megan has always made it very clear how much she loves these books.
Now I have a new platform to talk about them. So,
and I don't think you've ever really been able to expand this much on
why
you love them.
No, I've always given like little hints, and like really the vibe is Titanic in space. Like that is literally what it is. It is the Titanic in space, and I think that really flicks a light bulb for most people. But yeah.
Titanic in space, where Jack and Rose don't die right away.
Yeah.
Do. What are we reading right now? What are you reading, Megan?
I am reading The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang.
Kuang.
Damn it.
You just...
It's Kuang?
R.F. Kuang. Okay.
I am reading The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. And I've struggled with that word a few times at this point. I have literally not started it. I'm at 0% on Libby, but super excited. It's been on my list to read for like 2 years.
It's also been on mine.
And I have only heard good things about it. And so I am so excited to get into it.
It also sounds like really intense.
It's going to be like, I think it's going to be what I wanted the Priory of the Orange Tree to be.
Ooh,
that's the vibe. I get. Oh,
absolutely.
With like that the world is. Building and the war, like I think that's what it's gonna give personally. Yeah, so.
I'm really excited.
What are you reading?
Well, I just finished my Shatter Me reread. It held up. Love it. Absolutely. And now that we are into Middle Earth March, I'm finally reading Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, and I still have only read the parts where I've already read, so it's just kind of a refresher and like getting used to reading his writing again. Mm-hmm. After I've been reading a lot of
smut,
easier digestible books like Shatter Me.
I was thinking about the hockey romances you've been reading.
No, but those two. But yeah, just getting used to, and it feels fun because like last year at this time I read The Priory, so it's in March we read high fantasy.
Love.
Basically.
Love it.
That's what I've decided. And I'm excited to finally be here and doing this. And if you check out my Bookstagram at The Wild Spines, you'll see what I did to my wall to help me read this
it's
series.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
It's so dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to keep going.
I probably will also be rereading this here shortly.
Honestly, me too, actually.
Because I
need a refresher.
It needs to be back. It needs to take me back. Normally, I read it in the winter, but I always read it at least once a year. And so I think it's time.
One of the most intense, thrilling, and achingly beautiful stories I've ever read. Marie Lu, New York Times, bestselling author of the Legend Trilogy.
Oh my God! If you don't know Marie Lu, I love the Legend Trilogy. Literally some of my favorite books. I read them literally close to right after I read these, and they were life changing. And we'll probably do a series review on those because I will not shut up about those either. But these Broken Stars.
Read it and weep, nerds.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Last Two Pages.
And we'll see you on the next page.